Malawi could be headed for a man-made famine. A new building in Lebanon will mean opportunities for a Christian television network. And a ministry rejoices over gospel advances in Papua, Indonesia. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Malawi could be joining the ranks of African famine nations, but this crisis would be man-made. Malawi's president answered his people's call for a new cabinet last month, but CURE Malawi's Stuart Palmer says little else has changed.
The challenges that continue to face the country are really around fuel and forex, foreign exchange shortages.
Farmers are preparing to plant, but fertilizer has yet to be imported. With little foreign currency available and sky-high fuel prices, that's proven to be difficult. If something isn't done soon, there won't be enough fertilizer, which means no food.
So I think the government has some difficult decisions to make at the moment as to where to use the perhaps limited supplies of foreign exchange that it does have. Should it buy fuel? Should it buy fertilizer?
A second round of nationwide demonstrations are scheduled for September 21st. In the meantime, the CURE Hospital continues to share the love of Christ with its patients, but fuel shortages have kept people from getting to their free surgeries. Keep praying. Next, after 2 years, five house church leaders were released from labor camps last week, according to Voice of the Martyrs. The leaders were arrested in 2009 when over 400 local police and hired men attacked a Linfen house church in China. Dozens were hospitalized, and five other leaders were sentenced to up to 7 years in prison. Now, the five that were sent to labor camps rejoice over the release, but they're asking you to pray for the others. You're listening to Mission Network News. For the first time in 15 years, Sat7's program production work in Lebanon will be housed under one roof. Groundbreaking on the studio complex was 9 days ago, and construction's underway. The two-year, $2 million project is a step in a growth direction for the Christian satellite television outreach to the Middle East and North Africa. The hope of Christ they broadcast is even more relevant and vital because of the current changes in the region. Keep praying for gospel opportunities. We turn next to Uganda, where a report from the United Nations shows that Uganda has the highest school dropout rate in East Africa. That rate shoots up to claim roughly half the class before girls finish primary school. AMG International's Stephanie Pickard explains.
The girls, when they do drop out, they usually don't get a second opportunity, and that forces them into early marriages. It can lead to early pregnancy or even AIDS.
That's why AMG Uganda expanded their child sponsorship program into the Dorcas program.
That is to train the women that are already in the program, teaching them family planning and how to take care of your children and how to disciple them and leading them to Christ.
It helps keep the girls in school, too, even better.
The girls have gained self-confidence. They've learned how they're supposed to grow up, that they have worth and value in God's eyes. That confidence brings them to the point that they're able to stay pure in their relationship with Christ.
There's more to this story and links for how you can help at our website. And
missions in the last half of the 20th century have succeeded.
That's President and CEO of Wycliffe Associates, Bruce Smith. The hunger for scripture has grown worldwide, and they're trying to keep pace with it. That's especially true in Papua, Indonesia.
In these kind of frontier areas, Christianity has been embraced. They've responded to the gospel. They've seen the power at work in their own communities, and that appetite is only increasing.
The area's isolation has presented a unique challenge.
People that are doing Bible translation, the missionaries that are working in remote locations, are completely dependent upon aviation support in order to have access to those villages and communities that they're serving.
Wycliffe is transitioning their fleet to jet-fueled planes, which presents another issue.
The airplanes are larger, they're higher horsepower, they take up more space, and so we've been working on expanding the aviation support facility in Papua.
The team is trying to raise $50,000 for a matching grant to fund the expansion. It's all being done with the idea of the gospel changing lives. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're always looking for great missions resources, right? Well, we've got one for you. It's Slavic Gospel Association's Faith, Hope, and Love, a pictorial book with selected scripture verses in both English and Russian. We've got your copy of Faith, Hope, and Love. Call us at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.